Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you thinking? You think that you could be better.
This is my guy. The truth. Charlie Puth. Hey, Solana, they call him the truth, Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
He came here, right?
Charlie Puth, we went and saw him.
He was dressed like a bum.
He was not.
Remember?
He was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, dressed
and
like a millennial.
Old big collar t-shirt, all ashy.
You had a pair, you had a hole in your pants yesterday.
Yeah,
where was it at?
In your pants.
Where was it at, Solana?
Your butt.
And why were you looking?
You might have a nice ass.
Excuse me?
You might have a nice ass. I've never looked, so that's why I say you might.
Call, it's all right.
Call HR.
Let's see. Stand up. Turn around.
Huh?
Turn around. Just give me a twirl.
I'm not showing you no butt.
No. Just a twirl. Give me a twirl.
Bro, I'm not showing you no
give
butt.
Give me a twirl.
Why would I show you butt?
Dan Day, give me a twirl back there.
Dan, don't
there.
Do it,
that's
Dan.
That's very nice.
Well, Dan is thin as a rail.
Thin as a rail.
Wow. He couldn't hold no baby.
Like a scarecrow. How much you weigh, Dan? You're a fully formed adult.
I'm kind of like the Michelle Pfeiffer in
Scarface.
Yeah, I'm the guy version of that. I weigh 125, 130 pounds.
It is crazy how thin he is. He is as thin as Michelle Pfeiffer in Scarface.
At the end, too.
That is perfect. All right. Ridiculous. Let's go out. I would say go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, but it's actually not our hotline. We've got Doug Plagans on a broadcast line at the BB&T Center. Hello, Doug.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Wow. I love when someone joins us via broadcast line.
This
love
is one
Doug.
Of your favorite things, the broadcast line.
It really is. You weren't around. You probably never heard it. You remember, Crowder, when we brought on Frank Caliendo on an ISDN line?
Yes.
Were you? Yeah, you were around for that. We were doing the show with Zach as well. And I was like, he's on a line. And Frank Caliendo did this whole thing making fun of me of how excited I was that no one listening cares. And I was so excited, but I was. I love a broadcast line.
Yeah.
Like the ambient sound of an arena, even when it's empty, where Doug Plagans is. Doug Plagans,
weird
radio voice of the Florida Panthers. You'll hear him tonight on 560 The Joe, Panthers host Vancouver at the BB&T Center. Now, Crowder and I have talked about this. I was at the game Tuesday. The Panthers are starting to make us a little bit nervous here because you start looking at games and points and what they've been able to do this season. Is it starting to get a little nerve-wracking here about Panthers and playoffs?
No, I don't think so. There's a long ways to go here. This is only game number 44 of 82. They'd like to get on a little bit of a run here, but at the same time, they're six games over 500 right now. They're only 3 points behind the Philadelphia Flyers for that wild card spot, and they've got a game in hand on Philadelphia, and they play them two more times. And there's certainly more teams in the mix than just the Philadelphia Flyers. But the Panthers have a lot of head-to-head matchups coming up. They can score goals with the best of them, they've still won 7 out of 11 here, and tonight a big chance to bounce back. And the Panthers, over the course of the season, when they've been in a situation where they've been looking for a bounce back, they've generally gotten what they were looking for, and they've been able to get the response that they needed. So they'll look for that again here tonight against the Vancouver Canucks, the second and final matchup this season for the Panthers in Vancouver, the two NHL teams that are the furthest geographically separated.
Oh, I love a tidbit like that.
And Doug, is Bob back in the net tonight?
Bob's back in the net tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky will get the nod tonight.
And with him, now, we've talked about him. You keep telling us, hey, you know, he's coming in. Don't worry about Bob. Don't worry about him. But I looked up some numbers, Doug. 59th in save percentage, 64th in goals against per game, 78th in goals against for the season. Like, the numbers aren't very flattering for Bobrovsky.
But he's come up with the big saves, timely saves in a lot of games when they've needed that. And again, there is still a long ways to go here, and he's going to play a lot of hockey. And if you look back to the last time he had a chance to kind of, you know, take a game or two off and you know, just kind of reset, he came back and rattled off, you know, seven straight starts that were some of his best starts of the season. So, again, I would expect more close to the Vezina Trophy caliber goaltending that you come to expect with Sergei Bobrovsky as we move forward.
Because I was going to say, because I don't know if hockey players do this, Doug, but one thing, when somebody gets a lot of money, in football, they say, oh, he hung it up. He got paid and hung it up. Like, somebody might say that about Bobrovsky getting $70 million, and then, honestly, I don't really know, but I'm assuming he's having his worst season of his career right now.
I don't think there would be anything like that. He's an ultimate competitor, and if you had a chance to see him, you know, at practice every day, the way that he prepares himself, this has been, you know, in his career, that's the one thing that you always hear about, aside from just the individual accolades, things with Sergei Bobrovsky, it's been, you know, the dedication to the craft, the work ethic, the way he goes about his business, the way he prepares, the detail-oriented approach to everything. And again, I think I don't have any concerns with Sergei Bobrovsky through the rest of this season, I can tell you that.
Somebody tweets me, if I want to see Crowder's ass, ask him to take off his shoe. That's perfect.
Got a little pack.
Doug Plagans is with us. You'll hear him on the radio tonight. Panthers and Canucks. So, Panthers, we talked about this earlier. The next three games are home games. Canucks tonight, Maple Leafs Sunday, LA Kings next Thursday, a week from tonight. Then they hit the road for a six-game road trip. So, the next three home games, in your estimation, how many points do the Panthers need to come away with over these next three home games?
Well, these are huge games, you know, and I think over the course of a season, kind of the approach you need to have is just need to win two out of every three. If you can win two out of every three, you're going to be in great shape. You take four out of every 6 points over the course of the year, you're going to be in great shape when things are all said and done. Now, just to give everybody an idea how it shapes up here, of course, Vancouver comes in tonight. These are two teams tonight looking for a response. The Panthers, of course, they lost to Arizona to kick off the four-game homestand the other day. The Vancouver Canucks were over in Tampa the other night, and to say the least, it did not go well. They lost 9-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning, and this is a Vancouver team that that is pretty good. They're seven games over 500 this season, and they're jockeying for position over in the Pacific Division. So, big game tonight for each of the two teams. Sunday night, the Panthers take on Toronto, and that's significant because it'll be game number 45 for the Panthers, but the first of four matchups against the Maple Leafs. They're another team that plans to be in the playoff mix when we get to that point, you know, in the month of April. So those are going to be four gigantic games, the first of which is coming up on Sunday night at 7 right here at the BB&T Center. And then L.A., that's one of those games that you just have to have. The Panthers are going to have a chance to rest up before that one, and the L.A. Kings right now at the bottom of the Western Conference. So that's just one of those games on home ice that you just have to make sure you get. You mentioned the six straight road games, Hawk. It is six straight road games, but in the middle of that, the Panthers have the All-Star break in the bye week. So three road games, they have a little bit of time off, and then back on the road after that, but it's not necessarily one continuous road trip, so broken up a little bit, and that should help a little bit.
And by the way, if you're a hockey fan, the Maple Leafs game, always fun at the BB&T Center, because there's so many Torontonians that come into town. So yeah, I would definitely make it a point to see this Panthers any of these next three games coming up. I was there Tuesday night, you know, I was with my nephews who were in from Chicago, and I was not expecting a very big crowd or a boisterous crowd, and I was blown away. I thought the crowd Tuesday night was great for a Coyotes game on a Tuesday night, and I was sitting with Roy Bellamy, and he was saying to me, you know, I think this city might start, you know, be at the beginning of really starting to take to this team this season, noticing that they've got some talent. So I want to see them win so badly.
Well, first thing I want to say, anybody who's tuned in out there, who's been out to a game this season, whether you've been to one or whether you've been to all of them, big thanks to everybody who's been coming out this season. We really appreciate it. And beyond that, the folks were not only out here but into it on Tuesday night, and that's been great to see. And that's just a product. You can sense it, the buzz. You know, people know that we have a really talented hockey team down here. People know that we have, you know, one of the top coaches in the history of the game here. So this is a team that, you know, that's ready to make some serious strides here. So it's great to see the buzz that has developed, and big thanks to everybody who's come out. If you haven't, still a lot of opportunities right here in the middle of a homestand. Come check us out.
Doug Plagans, again, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. So one of the reasons that I love having him on, he's got this love of food. Like
one of the reasons I love coming on the show.
Of course. We like Nacho Tot Tuesday was Tuesday night at the BB&T Center. Tonight's $5 beer night. Like, there's always great. I love food promotions. Doug Plagans does as well. We like, he loves In-N-Out Burger. I like Whataburger better than In-N-Out Burger. But we can talk for hours about this. Now, on the show a couple days ago, Solana let us know, and I'm not even 100% certain this is true, but you're kind of an expert in this area. Solana says you go to McDonald's now, and if you're at the drive-thru, if you ask for more than two sauces, they charge you 25 cents per packet.
Oh, interesting.
Now, would that change your drive-thru habits?
Well, I will. This could get me off on a tangent here. First of all, we always need to reiterate this every time I come on the show, Hawk. We do reiterate the fact that we have decided that we are experts.
We are experts
on these topics.
And no one really, no one disputes that. I don't think.
No.
I
maybe
do.
Crowder.
No,
maybe
you,
Crowder.
Thank you, Doug.
No, sit back. The men are talking now. Yeah, the men are talking. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm generally not a drive-through guy. I'm a big for here, not to go guy. I like to go in, sit down, unwind, even if I'm by myself. You know, then I can get my free refills.
Because the atmosphere matters.
And the food doesn't have to travel as far. I find when you eat the food right there at the place where they made the food, it generally is the best. Now, if I have to, if I am getting it to go, if I am in the drive-through line, in that situation, I would probably just ask for the sauce, and whatever they'd give me would be in the bag, and I would never think to ask for more. Maybe I'd get home and say, oh, there's one there, there's two there. But I got to think, in most cases, that should get the job done. Is it on, like, a per-item
basis? That's where
are you allotted, like, two for a sandwich?
That's where we're having an issue, because I said to Solana, so if I go through the drive-thru and I get 15 10-piece McNuggets. I'm getting for the Little League team. I get 15 10-piece McNuggets.
No, so I got to think you're getting one or two per order.
Solana says with my 150 chicken McNuggets there, I get two sauce packets, and anything else is 25 cents additional.
I got to think that's one of those varying by location things. I could see that being the case. I'm not sure. In many cases, like I said, I may just take what they give me and not think anything of it. Now, I just have to think, if you're ordering – five 20-piece nuggets. I just have to think that there's a certain amount of sauces.
One would think it would be crazy. Just coming from a couple of experts, it would be crazy for that not to be the case. Sit back. Just sit back. Don't get near the microphone. Sit back.
We have an expertise.
Would you acknowledge, I don't know how much you eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't eat there very often, but when I do,
I enjoy it.
Honey barbecue sauce. Have you tried that?
It's very good.
Very good.
One of their sandwiches, the grilled chicken sandwich, I believe that's like the staple one. It comes with a packet of that usually. It's the default sauce, and it's pretty good, or at least that used to be the case.
Now, can we agree that the top sauce at any fast food type place, and I'm using Chicken Kitchen here, and I know it's not as ubiquitous as others, but Chicken Kitchen has the I'm drawing a blank on the
curry mustard.
Mustard curry sauce. Mm-hmm. Yes, the mustard curry sauce at Chicken Kitchen. Is that the ultimate banger of fast food sauces?
I always tend to ask for the buffalo sauce if they have one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that mustard curry at Chicken Kitchen.
But you and I have discussed this. So the hot mustard from McDonald's. You're a big fan of that, right?
No, I'm not a huge
No,
that doesn't do anything for me. The only time I like what do you dip a chicken finger in? There's the honey mustard.
Honey mustard's good.
Which I like. I probably go towards barbecue sauce more than honey mustard, but I'm saying specifically a Chicken Kitchen,
I've never dined there.
What's it called again, Solana?
Curry mustard.
The mustard curry sauce.
I've never dined there before.
At Chicken Kitchen?
No. Might have to go check it out.
Holy hell.
What about the Pollo Tropical? They got a bunch of good
sauces. So, Pollo Tropical has mustard curry sauce, and I think it pales in comparison to Chicken Kitchen. You're nodding your head, Solana. You agree, right?
Yeah, Chicken Kitchen definitely controls the curry mustard market. However, I will say Pollo Tropical has amazing guava barbecue sauce.
That is good.
Now, I like their traditional barbecue sauce at Pollo Tropical.
The spicy Pollo Pollo.
I like the traditional, and I think the traditional is made with like a molasses or something because
the one with the pineapple rum, that one?
No, it's traditional.
That
one's traditional
good
barbecue. Yeah. But I like to get the Tropa Chops at the Pollo Tropical, and then I get white rice, black beans, chicken, but I actually put the barbecue sauce right on top of the Tropa Chops.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I like to really sugar it up. There's a lot of molasses
then
in
there.
You
shake it up with the top on, right? You gotta shake
well,
it
I'm
up.
Well, I'm with Plagans. I don't really like to bring fast food home. So
yeah, I really don't.
I just kind of pour it on at the table there. I haven't used the shake method, although.
And while your food's being prepared, I grab more sauce than I'm probably going to need. I get it all set up because once I start eating, I don't like to have to go back up and get more condiments.
I'm with you on that. I hate that. I don't want to leave my food and get a refill on a drink.
It keeps me occupied while the anticipation is so high.
So
the food
true. You
want
to sit
there
and wait for them to call your number, or do you want to fill up some little couplets with the different sauces?
You can get prepared so that when that food comes, you are ready and your dining experience will be maximized.
This guy is my spirit animal.
Maximize
your experience. Real quickly, Doug Plagans, Wendy's has announced that they are going full throttle into the breakfast business. They've tried before and failed, and they're really the only fast food place that doesn't do breakfast. Do you do fast food breakfast?
Only here and there.
What would be your go-to?
McGriddles.
McGriddle. It's a great choice.
Yes. If I'm going breakfast,
just like a
fast
chicken biscuit.
If I'm going breakfast fast food, McGriddle, I think. But those Chick-fil-A, the little ones, the chicken minis
bites
on that sweet bread, those are unbelievable too.
Oh yeah.
But I've never had that. So chicken for breakfast, like that's
it's like a little like Doug said, like a little honey bun
right
with a little chicken nugget inside.
Yeah.
Bro,
oh yeah.
Delicious.
You could sit there and think you're gonna have one or two, and it turns into about 10 of them in a hurry.
But chicken for breakfast, that doesn't. It's not off-putting.
Meat.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with chicken.
I don't know that I would have it every single day, but if it's a specialty item, then then it's put in that position for a reason.
It's maybe my favorite answer that I've ever given on radio. It's meat. I'm familiar with chicken.
Chicken for breakfast.
No, but chicken for breakfast, that's not a common breakfast
normal
item.
Man.
No, what?
Chicken is like bacon. Sausage, like
that's
just
pork.
Meat.
Pork
meat
is a breakfast meat. Chicken
looking,
is not. Chicken
I'm
is
looking
not,
up Wendy's breakfast combo. They have a honey chicken sandwich.
I understand
Everybody
that.
Does.
I'm just saying, chicken is not traditionally a breakfast meat. It's not.
In what country?
Ours.
Oh,
is it? Solana, is chicken a breakfast meat?
No, it's not.
It might not be the first one you think of, but it.
Right,
I
pork.
Think, like I said, there are some places where they. It's so good. They've come
Again,
up with an
I'm
item.
Again, I'm not
it's
saying
positioned.
That there's not, I mean, I'll have leftover Chinese food for breakfast if I feel like it. I'm not
cold
saying that
pizza
you,
for breakfast.
Cold
That's
pizza
a crowd
for
pleaser.
Breakfast. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just telling you, traditionally, chicken is not a breakfast meat. Sausage is. Pork is. Every now and then, steak and eggs. Like, you'll see a little bit of ground meat steak and eggs is like
so beef and pork's fine, but you keep the poultry out of chicken.
I don't even think. Well, I don't keep the poultry out of chicken. Poultry is chicken, but I don't think that beef is a typical breakfast meat either. I think pork is generally your breakfast meat.
I think I could work with any of them in the right situation.
I think we've reached the end of the internet. All right, Plagans. Don't let Crowder bully you into...
Bully what?
Because
we're all friends here.
Yeah, but everybody knows that chicken is not a traditional breakfast meat.
Wendy's has a chicken biscuit. McDonald's has a chicken biscuit. Chick-fil-A has a chicken biscuit.
Okay.
Every breakfast place has a chicken biscuit, but it's not a breakfast sandwich. Every place has it.
It's not a traditional breakfast
meat. In 1901?
No, now. In 2020, it's not. I'm sorry.
Doug?
How many times have you said, Doug, you know what I'm craving this morning for breakfast? Some chicken.
You
Never.
Know, if somebody brings those Chick-fil-A chicken minis.
I'm not saying you wouldn't eat them.
I love the chicken minis.
I gotcha. What do you got?
I've had an omelet with chicken in it before.
Oh, he's got to go. He actually told me he had to go at 4:30. Why didn't you remind me you had to go, Plagans?
Because I'm a good teammate here. I'm a good team player.
Mark Richter was on with us earlier, and he's like, I got to go. You should. I literally have. Look what I have written here. Has to be out by 4:30. I have it written in red. My own notes.
Sorry, Doug.
Sorry, Plagans.
It's no problem
at all.
I enjoy the visit.
I'm buying you some chicken minis for breakfast next time you sleep over.
We got to go to this place that you're talking about, too.
What do y'all do?
What'd you hear?
You stay at his house.
Doug Plagans, no. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear him tonight, 560 The Joe. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. There's live hockey at the BB&T tonight, Panthers and Canucks. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very much, as always, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Totally forgot he had to go. Thank you for reminding me, Solana. He would have stayed out. He would have missed his entire media availability. Like he told me, media availability is at 4:45, so let me go by 4:30 so I can get over there. He totally would have blown it off to have this ridiculous conversation.
Donovan Campbell texts me. He loves steak and eggs.
No one's saying
you
that
just
it's
said
not-
it's a borderline breakfast food.
I like steak and eggs.
But not chicken.
All I
what
said
do you
was-
have against chicken?
Listen to what I'm saying, and then I want you to repeat it back to me, because I'm not certain that when you acknowledge that you're here, listen.
Traditional breakfast meat.
Listen to what I'm saying, and then repeat it back
to
me.
What you got?
Chicken is not a traditional breakfast meat.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I'm asking you
what
to
does
repeat
that mean?
It back
traditional
to me.
Traditional to who?
Repeat it back to me.
Traditional to who?
Is pineapple a traditional pizza topping?
On everything, there's a Hawaiian pizza.
Is it a traditional?
Tradition to who? To the Crowders?
This goes back.
We don't need no damn pineapple on pizza,
this
but
goes
I don't
back
say it's tradition.
To what's a more historically successful football program in college football, the Miami Hurricanes or the Florida Gators?
Yale and Princeton.
Okay, and Yale and Princeton are traditionally historically better, but specifically between the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators, who has the historically better football program?
By championships?
However you want to determine it.
Oh, if it's by championships, it's y'all. If we do anything else, it's probably going to be the Gators.
Well, how would you determine that someone's historically
we
better
can
without
do winning percentages? We can do a lot of things. Y'all just want to yell out five championships, and you said something about
six championships.
Because you don't know Ohio State whooped y'all's ass.
No, the game was over. The game was over. You can't have two finishes to a game. Ohio State decided to do that along with Bob Porter, the ref. What was that guy's name?
Terry Porter.
So six championships and no chicken for breakfast.
See, the whole thing, even with the chicken, it's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand.
Y'all are damn chickens.
And it's not
damn ibis.
It's not your fault. You understand? I know you blame.
Apologize to me.
I know you blame yourself that you don't understand, but it's a Canes thing. You couldn't understand.
What about ackee and saltfish?
Culture. I don't know what that means. Culture. It's culture. I wonder what the percentage of chicken sold in America goes to lunch and dinner versus breakfast. Might that sway you?
I wonder what portion of a lot of things go at different meals.
But might that specifically in the chicken conversation sway you? No.
No. No.
So chicken is a more popular breakfast meat than pork?
Just meat.
Is it a
It's just a protein.
No.
It's just a protein.
No, nobody says.
It's just a protein.
So you're saying that you go to a restaurant and you say, can I get some pancakes and protein?
Yeah.
And you don't care what they bring you. You don't care if they bring you bacon, sausage, or a chicken breast.
It's a good enough restaurant.
So just bring me some protein along with the pancakes.
Take the L, Crowder.
Take the L.
I'm not. Every restaurant sells chicken
That's
sandwiches.
That's not the argument. Not the argument.
So how can it not be popular? Wouldn't they have taken it off the list? Wouldn't they have not be wasting their time with chicken sandwiches if chicken
not
sandwiches were not
it's
eaten?
It's not a traditional
And what damn
meat.
Tradition?
Ooh, chicken and waffles, though, somebody tweets at
Ooh.
Me.
Take the L, Crowder.
You know what? Had you thought of that, though, this is why you didn't think of it, though. It's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand. It's just it's a
so
Canes
now you're
thing.
Arguing with me and against me?
Well, that guy actually makes a great point. See, I'm not intractable on the position, but I'm telling you, your argument doesn't hold water.
every restaurant serves a chicken sandwich that serves breakfast, and now we add chicken and waffles, and now you're taking credit for chicken and waffles, and it backs my damn point.
But that guy added chicken and waffles. You didn't. You had ridiculous points, and I understand.
Appreciate it, Nathaniel.
Listen.
You know what?
It's a Cane's thing, and you wouldn't understand.
I'll give the texture love on this. Is eggs a traditional breakfast food?
Yeah, but we're talking
That's a unfertilized chicken. Woo-hoo! I'm leaving.
But that's not a breakfast.
I'm leaving.
But that's not a breakfast meat.
Appreciate it.
Eggs is not meat.
What? It's a protein.
No, no, no.
It's a protein.
It's not a... No. No, that's crazy. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So what makes an egg?
If we're talking about breakfast meat.
What makes an egg?
If we're talking about breakfast meat.
Yeah, a protein.
And you say egg is in the category, then I'm going to tell you, you don't know what meat is.
What category is it in? Starch?
Eggs?
Is what, starch?
It's not meat.
Is it vegetable?
It's an egg.
It's a protein.
Actually, it's dairy. I think it's dairy.
Egg is dairy.
I think it's dairy. I think egg is closer to dairy than meat.
Bro, it is a baby. It is a chicken fetus.
I'm familiar with how chickens are made.
You know they hatch out of those damn white little ovals?
But egg is not meat.
Egg is if you have to put in a category, what category is it in?
Not meat.
Bro, it's a baby chicken. It's a protein.
I mean, that's his.
No, that's truth.
Okay, so cashews are protein. So to me,
cashews is not a baby chicken.
Okay, eggs are nuts, though, because they're both proteins. Give me that damn music. Give me the music. No. Oh, no, Jack. No.
Egg is protein.
Didn't you just say that meat is protein, therefore egg is protein, therefore egg is meat?
What?
Isn't that what you just said?
I said if you had to put it in the category, you can't put it with bread or vegetable.
Because it's a protein.
Protein.
Okay, so it's peanut butter.
Is it
peanut
protein?
Butter. Peanut butter is
meat,
protein.
Though. No.
Peanut butter is protein.
It comes from a...
Egg
it
is...
It comes from a tuber.
Egg is either... Egg is either... It doesn't come from a tuber. It comes from a peanut. It
comes from a little root.
It's a peanut.
But it's a little root. Yeah, but it's not... It doesn't breathe.
All right.
If you let a male chicken get on the mama chicken...
I won again.
With that bait, with the egg...
It's a Cane's thing. You wouldn't understand.
That egg would have been
Florida,
a chicken.
Your Florida Gator education is showing...
You don't know what protein is.
And we'll all just... We'll pretend like you didn't say what you said.
Egg is liquid chicken.
That egg is a meat. We're going to pretend we didn't hear that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.